It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Back during the Vietnam War, Alexander Duquette, who was 67 at the time, offered his life in exchange for the freedom of his son. Duquette, from Maryland, told authorities that he was willing to teach in North Vietnam in exchange for the release of his war prisoner son. Duquette smiled, despite the fact that tears were in his eyes when he told reporters of his offer. He offered to organize technical and vocational schools in Hanoi if the North Vietnamese government would free his son, Bruce, who was 29. "I've completed a satisfying career and my life is approaching its twilight," Duquette, a former vocational educator, said. "Bruce has been a prisoner for 4 years. He has not seen his small daughter since she was an infant. The greatest happiness I could have in the declining years of my life would be to see him reunited with his wife and child." Now, this is not the first story of a father making a supreme sacrifice for his children. Many have been the parents who gave their life that their children might live, even as Mr. Duquette was willing to give his life for his son. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest sacrifice was made some 2,000 years ago. A father found his children enslaved, hopelessly enslaved. He thought of some way to give them freedom. Then he saw that the only way to set his children free was for him to give himself as ransom for their freedom. And this he did. You see, his children were captives of sin, and in order to free them from their sinfulness, the father came down in the form of a son. He dwelt with those living in sin, and he loved them so much and wished that they could be free from their sin so much that he gave his life as a ransom for their freedom from sin. The children did not deserve the gift from the father. They had not earned it. In fact, they actually had done many things to keep them from ever acquiring it. But while the children were unworthy of the Father's gift, or while they were yet sinners, he died for them because he loved them. But now the children of the Father can have freedom, real freedom, by simply accepting the Father's gift. But because freedom brings responsibilities, many of the children have elected to remain imprisoned. So despite the life-giving gift of the Father, many of his children are still not free because they refuse the gift. You see, the father will not force his children to accept his gift of freedom. He'll offer, but not force. Mr. Duquette loved his son more than he loved his own life. Mr. Duquette also knew what freedom is and for what reason he was willing to give up his life for his son's freedom. Perhaps one day those of us who are children of the Father will accept the Father's gift and be free indeed.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.